Now, to review the terrorism alert of the weekend, the Department of Homeland Security issued terror warnings concerning what they say are al-Qaeda's plans to attack the New York Stock Exchange and other financial institutions in New York, Newark, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. Tom Ridge, the director of Homeland Security, has raised the terror alert level to orange or high alert for the three cities. Elsewhere, the alert level remains at yellow or elevated. Day to Day's Mike Pesca joins us now from New York. Mike, go back over, please, the reasons that Tom Ridge gave for raising that threat level.
No, Tom Ridge characterized the intelligence the government has about this threat as much more specific than the chatter that has been cited as justification for past threats and warnings. In particular, they have diagrams of some of these buildings, descriptions of traffic flow in and out of some of these buildings that were seized from what sources, intelligence sources say, are al-Qaeda operatives, including a 25-year-old computer engineer who was said to have some of this information on laptop computers that they got in Pakistan. Here is how Tom Ridge described the intelligence yesterday.
Now, this is the first time we have chosen to use the Homeland Security Advisory System in such a targeted way. Compared to previous threat reporting, these intelligence reports have provided a level of detail that is very specific. The quality of this intelligence, based on multiple reporting streams in multiple locations, is rarely seen, and it is alarming in both the amount and specificity of the information.
So in the three cities, there is an increased police presence in all the cities. They're checking IDs. They're funneling people through single entrances. None of the buildings that were mentioned have been closed down at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank headquarters, which are right across the street from each other in Washington, D.C. They're sweeping under cars which enter their garages. In Newark, they've closed down streets around Prudential headquarters. They haven't closed streets in Manhattan. They've stopped some trucks from coming into the using the Williamsburg Bridge. That's the southernmost bridge into the eastern part of Lower Manhattan. Citigroup Center poses another kind of problem. If you know the skyline of New York, that's the building that where the roof is almost at a right angle. It's the third largest building in Midtown Manhattan. And not only would closing streets around it cause gridlock, the Citigroup building is on top of a major subway station, which you can hear from when I rode in today, is still open.
This is 51st Street. Transfer is available to the E and B
train. So you could hear there's a few lines that go through that building. What they've done is they've closed down the atrium in the building, the retail space that occupies the ground floors. Only those businesses without entrances to the main Citigroup building are open. And even though this is an international development, some of the people who work there didn't get any special notice, instruction, or reassurance before they came into work today.
Yeah, I just heard from the news, basically. Yeah, nobody said anything upstairs. They're just kind of like, all right, business as usual type of thing.
He didn't want to give his name, but they were reassuring people going to the New York Stock Exchange. Charles Schumer was out there reassuring people. And as far as the political component, President Bush says it's proper to give these alerts. John Kerry says, quote, "We shouldn't be limping along from one piece of info to the next."
Thank you, NPR's Day Today's Mike Pesca in New York.